And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Dina Kaplan is with us today, and you have been a highly rated attorney with more than 25 years of legal experience. You have worked with so many different walks of life, but I have to ask you.
Of course.
There is something out there going on with people that have lost tremendous weight with Ozempic, besides the face, the Ozempic face. And we've seen those in my neighborhood. And not all, I just have to say, not all. The woman in my bank has she's lost a ton of weight and she looks fabulous. I just have to say, there's no problem with her face. But what's up with divorces? Is this a real thing? Are there more? Because I know that you deal with you have so much compassion as a lawyer, and you understand child custody, and you understand domestic violence and mental health and substance abuse and all of those things. But what's really going on? Is there an increase in divorce?
So, you know, it's so hard to isolate it just because of the craze of Ozempic and, you know, what is it, Wegovy? I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but the weight loss drugs that have hit the market with total force and effect. I think that what's happening is it's kind of the age old issue, whether it's natural, I hate saying natural, whether it's weight loss without an assistant, such as the medication or weight loss surgery or whatever it might be, when you're in a partnership dynamic, right? Husband, wife, whatever it is, and one person loses a substantial amount of weight or even a little bit of weight, they're changing their lifestyle. They're presumably, right, becoming healthier. Hopefully that's the goal. They're not just losing weight, but they're also changing their eating habits, maybe their exercise regime. And the other party, the other spouse, or, I don't want to just make it just for spouses. I think it's a couple dynamic. I don't think it's just for husband and wife. But when you have such a change in one party's lifestyle that affects the way they look and the way they do things on a daily basis, the other partner or spouse doesn't necessarily come along for the ride, right?
Yeah.
So that's really, I think, the start of tension. So you have somebody that's getting healthy, then you have somebody who may or may not already be healthy, and you have this intense transition. So the person who's losing the weight has to figure out who in the world they are. That's number one. They might think that they were one person before the weight loss, and they feel differently when they get into the weight loss dynamic. And then their partner is like, who is this person? Right.
Yeah.
So
I have a really nice story, big story. A friend of mine, and they lived in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood in Boston on the waterfront. And I celebrated many events in their lovely condo, and they were very generous as a couple and loved entertaining. He was pudgy. Kind of pudgy.
Yeah.
It's good looking, but pudgy. And she's into physical fitness, like big time. Like, you know, we'd all kill for her body. And so one day she said, I have something to tell you. And I said, okay. They had just celebrated their 43rd wedding anniversary.
Wow.
He was a little bit older than him, just a couple of years. And he was going through, obviously, having a very hard time transitioning out of his very successful career and job. He was in his early 60s at the time. They met when they were very young and had two children, about to have a grandchild, first grandchild. And he came home and said, I'm done. I want out. And her mouth was open. Her mouth was open. The backstory is that it looked like this wonderful marriage. The truth was that he was a big consumer of cannabis and alcohol. So he always had a drink in his hand, always had a drink and drank a lot. And she said this was a real problem in their marriage. And she had threatened to leave him several times, several times. So what happened, though, was that when he became newly retired, he started to work out. And this pudgy man lost like 50, 60 pounds.
Oh, God bless him. Yep.
And he became this handsome, gorgeous man. And I think he just said, I want to sow my oats and go out and have fun and not. And he gave up his drink. He gave up everything. And he became like her and working out and doing everything. So it was a shock when he said to her, I want out. 43 years of marriage. Yeah. And I'm hearing, Dina, this is not uncommon that this gray divorce thing is real.
It is so real. I think that's a great example.
What is up with this?
You know, I can only, I have my own personal experience, right? And I've seen I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 15 years. And I see what happens in the couple shift dynamic that we've been talking about. What's up with it? It's unfortunate, 43 years of marriage, but somebody wakes up and says, okay, I'm here. Maybe when he was, and I don't want to get into his head, he's drinking, he's pudgy. I think people with that inherent insecurity don't leave. It changes scary. Now he's becoming svelte and he's a good looking guy and he's pomping around, feeling and sowing his oats. And that's exactly right. The dynamic shifts. Maybe he would have stayed if he was still a little pudgy and drinking, who knows? But this is what I mean about the shift in the dynamic, whether it's weight loss, whether it's substance abuse that's somebody gets treatment for, whether it's empty nest syndrome, whether it's retirement, and all of a sudden you're home now and you're looking at your spouse going, who are you? Now, yeah. Some people, right, with a very tight foundation will go on an adventure, hopefully of their lives, and get to know their partner again on a different level without kids, without job, without the pressures, right. without right. the weight, And so I do think this happens. This is human nature. I think maybe exacerbated by weight loss drugs or maybe highlighted by the drugs. But really, it's the underpinning of a lot of reasons why people get divorced.
What's so interesting about this story is this was a very generous man, extremely generous. Guess what happened during the divorce?
Not so much.
No. What goes on? He was so stingy and he was a real jerk. And they did try counseling for just a few months, and it was obvious that there was nothing to patch up. It was too far. Things were said, and it was just too over. But and she knew about the hidden money, but he had a lot of hidden assets. And I think it's important. You would think you know somebody after 43 years. Apparently not.
No, aren't we all multifaceted anyway? So she might have known 75% of him, but maybe not 25% of him.
Yeah. And that 25% he was really difficult to negotiate with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He really was. And they had to sell. They had to sell their gorgeous condo. And he insisted that be part of the deal, that they sell it. And they sold the family home, and they were out of state, and they had a house in another state, and that got sold. And there was not a whole lot more after those assets. That was it. I mean, he really was a stingy, very, very stingy.
But that happens.
Yeah,
all the time.
One would think I want to spend the rest of my life with this person and grow old, and we've built our life together. We've got we're starting with grandkids, and this could be, we're still in our 60s. We're still young enough today. Yeah. 60 is not old anymore. But boy, buyer beware, I guess, is you really don't know anyone, do you?
No, and I was going, well, you do to a certain extent. And buyer beware, but 43 years of marriage, what you bought back then ain't what you got in front of you now. So again, right, it's about the ability to change and the desire to change together. So why did he become stingy? Because together, one pool of money, it looks different than two different households. And he, who knows, the lack of self-confidence maybe in himself, all of a sudden he's now pounding his chest, and with that comes, I want to go on fancy vacations, I want my money in the bank, and I don't want to share it, even though she deserves whatever it is. There's so many,
All right. We have
maybe,
to
yeah, go ahead.
take a break. Hold that thought. We have to take a break, and I'll tell you the
Sure.
little sidebar to the story. Give us the best website, Dina, as we go to break, please.
The best website for what?
For you, for more information about you and your law firm.
Oh my goodness. I would go to Berkman. Well, you know what? It's a long name. If you go to Burke, BerkBotCom, that's the best.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's the best one. The firm name is rather long, and nobody wants to spell all those names.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, Frankie Boyer.